Ken Porter is Senior Project Manager, Private Infrastructure with the RTA.
It started with the agricultural industry. They used to use rotary hose in the fields to mix gypsum into soil to break down the clays, and people rightfully identified that it could help with pavements, so the engineers would hire a farmer's rotary hoe towed behind a tractor and try and do an engineering quality mix with an agricultural implement, and disaster usually ensued.
Igor Hinzak is a private consultant and principal of Cement Tech Proprietary Limited. He has 35 years of experience with cement and other materials.
You had patches where there was no stabilisation and you got rutting. Subsequently, there were patches where the material was so hard that you couldn't break it with a hammer. It was quite a while before someone decided to put Portland cement through a lime spreader and spread the cement more uniformly rather than putting cement bags out and saying we'll have so many bags per square yard in those days and get the rotary hoe to break the paper sacks up and mix them up with everything else. There were some instances where there were paper sacks sticking out of the stabilised pavements in those days and people didn't like them, particularly the engineers who viewed them.
Warren Smith is the founder of Stabilised Pavements of Australia and is Vice President of the Australian Stabilisation Industry Association.
The real start of it was in the war. They made what they call beef roads up north, and they're really defence roads to get things up north as quickly if we get invaded. And the Americans introduced a lot of stabilisation. They did a fair bit of stabilisation when they took all these islands over in the war, and they made a lot of airstrips and infrastructure just around their camps using stabilisation. They just come in and cement stabilise the pavements really quickly.
Paul Ritchie is a prominent local government engineer. He recalls the first mixing machine brought out by the Americans.
They developed not only the process, but they developed a machine called a P&H machine, which had a triple rotor mechanism and was like a very big tractor on tracks. And it was connected to the water carts to add the water, and it had a triple rotor mechanism which gave it a triple mix, a very efficient mix.
These machines, the P&H machines you were just talking about, what happened to them after the war?
Largely they were just abandoned by the RAAF until a company, I'm not sure of their name, I think it was Stabilising Australia or something like that, saw that there was an opportunity here, that if they worked on airports during the war, why can't we use the process in these machines for roads?